माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रजजनरंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रजजनरंदन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर सेवन द सन ऑफ द्रोणा पनिष्ट टेक्स्ट नंबर 42 तथा हृतम पशुवत् पाशबद्ध अवाङ्मुखं कर्म जुगुप्सितेन निरीक्ष्य कृष्णापकृतं गुरोसुतम् वामस्वभावा कृपया ननाम च तथा हृतं पशुवत्पाशबद्धम् अवाङ्मुखं कर्म जुगुप्सितेन निरीक्ष्य कृष्णापकृतं गुरोसुतं वामस्वभावा कृपयान नाम च तथाहृतं पशुवत्पाशबद्धम् अवाङ्मुखं कर्मजुगुप्सितेन निरीक्ष्य कृष्णापकृतं गुरोसुतम् वामस्वभावा कृपयान नाम च तथारतं पशुवत्पाशबद्धम् अवाङ्मुखं कर्मजुगुप्सितेन निरीक्ष्य कृष्णापकृतं गुरोसुतम् वामस्वभावा कृपयान नाम च तथारतं पशुवत्पाशबद्धम् निरीक्ष्य कृष्ण गुरोसुतम् वामस्वभावा कृपयान नाम च तथामृतम् अवाङ्मुखं कर्मजुगुप्सितेन निरीक्ष्य कृष्णापकृतं गुरोसुतम् वामस्वभावा कृपयान नाम च माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग तथा दस आहृतम ब्रॉट इन पशुवत लाइक एन एनिमल पाशबद्धम टाइड विथ रोप्स अवाक मुखम विदाउट अ वर्ड इन हिज माउथ कर्म activities jugupsitena being heinous niriksha by seeing krishna draupadi apakritam the doer of the degrading guruho the teacher sutam son vama beautiful swabhava nature kripaya out of compassion nanama offered obeisances cha and translation Sri Suta Goswami said Draupadi then saw Ashwatthama who was bound with ropes like an animal and silent for having enacted the most inglorious murder. Due to her female nature and due to her being naturally good and well-behaved, she showed him due respects as a Brahmana. Purport, Ashwatthama was condemned by the Lord himself and he was treated by Arjuna just like a culprit, not like a son of Brahmana or teacher. But when he was brought before Srimati Draupadi, she, although begrieved for the murder of her sons, and although the murderer was present before her, could not withdraw the due respect generally offered to a Brahmana or to the son of a Brahmana. This is due to her mild nature as a woman. Women as a class are no better than boys, and therefore they have no discriminatory power like that of a man. Ashwatthama proved himself to be an unworthy son of Dronacharya or of a Brahmana. And for this reason, he was condemned by the greatest authority, Lord Sri Krishna. And yet, a mild woman could not withdraw her natural courtesy for a Brahmana. Even to date, in Hindu family, a woman shows proper respect to the Brahmana caste. however fallen and heinous a Brahma Bandhu may be. But the men have begun to protest against Brahma Bandhus who are born in families of good Brahmanas, but by actions are less than Shudras. The specific words used in this shloka are Vama Svabhava, mild and gentle by nature. A good man or woman accepts anything very easily, but a man of average intelligence does not do so. But anyway, we should not give up our reason and discriminatory power just to be gentle. One must have a good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merit. We should not follow the mild nature of woman and thereby accept that which is not genuine. Ashwathama may be respected by a good-natured woman, but that does not mean that he is as good as a genuine Brahmana. Om Ajnanatidhirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Barijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsta Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. Today, we are reading from 7th chapter of 1st Canto and we have reached to the climax where now the culprit has been caught and the punishment is waiting. And suddenly, Draupadi is showing her actually changed mood in the sense. Before Arjuna, when he spoke that I will bring Ashwathama's head and you take your bath standing on that, Draupadi didn't say anything because she couldn't see Ashwathama there in front of her. But right now when she saw that Ashwathama is bound and he is not saying anything because he has done a heinous act, immediately she remembered Dronacharya and her Vama Svabhava. So two words Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. One is Vama Svabhava, that is mild and gentle nature, which is generally found in advanced devotee who cannot imagine anyone going through the misery. Here, later, Draupadi gives reasons that why Ashwathama should be let go should be removed from the ropes, because she saw that I have 5 husbands right now, but Krupi doesn't have her husband. So she has only one shelter, that is Ashwatthama. So I don't want Krupi to go through the same misery as I am going through. That's why she says that. Now, this Srimad Bhagavatam we see that it brings forth so many examples in front of us for only one reason, that what we should learn, what should we do, what we should not do, right? Now there are many, at least 4 examples I have taken out from Srimad Bhagavatam, that like Draupadi, others also have gone through the similar circumstance where their sons have been killed or tried to be killed, and they have responded in different ways. Now here word comes Vama Svabhava. So we see that generally in the human being responds to the situation according to his nature, Svabhava, which he carries from the past lives. In Bhagavad Gita 16th chapter, Sri Krishna says that there are only 2 natures, divine and demoniac natures. What is the difference between them? The divine nature, they follow dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These 4 purusharthas, keeping goal as moksha as a goal. Like Krishna says that dharma aviruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. So even divine nature, people also have artha and kama in their life, but they have moksha as their goal. But in demoniac nature, there is no dharma and moksha. Their entire business is artha and kama. Further, 11th and 15th verse, it is said, chintam aparimeyam cha pralayantam upashritaha. Demoniac nature is such that the whole life they are in the misery. Why? Because kamopa bhoga parama etavat iti nishchita. They have understood, they have concluded that the entire mood or entire purpose of this material world is to have a sense gratification to the highest degree. And to achieve that, asha pasha shater baddha kama krodha parayanaha. Now we have heard Narayana Parayana, right? Narayana Parayana means those who are absorbed in Narayana, they are called Narayana Parayana. But demoniac nature are kama krodha parayanaha. They are completely absorbed in kama and krodha. That's why they are asha pasha shater baddha. They are bound by so many desires, hundreds and thousands of desires. Ihante kama bhogartham anyayena artha sanchayan. Ihante means desire for bhoga, sense gratification. They earn money in so many unlawful, illegal ways. Why I brought this particular thing is because we have one example like Gandhari, who was also gone through the same situation where she, her 100 sons were killed. And how she responded. So Gandhari, if we see her character, her swabhava, she has been described as a very chaste lady, very austere lady. From the very beginning of her marriage, she accepted voluntarily blindness. Although she could have helped her husband by being his eyes, but she voluntarily accepted blindness because her mood was that her husband should not think that I am better than him. And this is like forced austerity. I was hearing lecture by His Holiness Jayaprathak Swami Maharaj. He was saying that when there is a excessive austerity, it makes one's heart hard-hearted. One becomes hard-hearted. Because it's voluntary. So the ego becomes very difficult to control for such people. And we have various examples in scriptures. We won't go into detail, but here she has the main thing is we carry our swabhava from last previous life, and then in this life how we make choices, decisions, we either groom that swabhava or spoil that or corrupt that swabhava according to what decisions we make. And those decisions and choices are based basically on our training, our association, and our innate desire. You know, like innate desire in the sense that everybody have sort of, they are prominently in either goodness, passion, or ignorance. And based on that, they have some innate desire. So all these three factors actually are very important and prime in changing parameter for taking any choices. Now, Gandhari was associated with a person, Dhritarashtra, who was dissatisfied all throughout his life. He had desire to be on the throne from the very beginning, and Krishna actually indirectly fulfilled that. Almost all throughout life he was on the throne. Right? But he was still dissatisfied because he could not enjoy that. I mean, in the sense, it was not lawfully came to him. So he, because of his dissatisfaction and the Gandhari associated with him, and the, you know, association actually, you know, it's the, what do you call that? Sansarga Janya, you know? What do you call that in English? Contagious, right? It's a contagious disease. So, she tried to change his way of thinking. But, when Kunti gave birth to Yudhishthir, she also became envious. So, you know, like, the material affection is actually in such a way that it can corrupt the good behavior also. And she actually punched her embryo, that why you are light? Because now, anyway, Dhritarashtra could not regain the throne, but you had a chance. If you would have come before Kunti's son. So that punch was the envy of Gandhari, which is transformed to Duryodhana, who is adharmic personified. And there we see that from the very beginning, Duryodhana and party started doing all the, nefarious activities towards Pandavas. Now, if you compare with Gandhari and Draupadi, we'll see that Gandhari had tremendous power earned by her austerity, and the time came when she saw that actually Krishna came as a peace messenger and informed everybody when the Gandhari is also there that give 5 villages to Pandavas and you can save a whole dynasty, Kuru dynasty. But Duryodhana didn't listen that and nobody actually tried to convince him. And then later she saw that actually Pandavas are about to win because Krishna is there. Gandhari knew who is Krishna. So she transferred her power to adharmic Duryodhana to make adharma powerful. She made his body like steel. On the other side, when we see Kunti Maharani, by her good behavior, she pleased Durvasa Muni and got benediction. But she used that power, benediction, her merits, to bring forth what? Divine personalities. Krishna's main purpose is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya. So, Kunti Devi assisted Krishna by bringing forth Dharmaraj and then all other divine Pandavas. So, one side we see austerity, good behavior, but material affection toward adharmic personality, corrupted and useless. Those merits were not used. Just like it is said, Aradhito yadi hari tapasa tatakim, na aradhito yadi hari tapasa tatakim. So if you are not worshipping Krishna, then what is the use of all austerities? That's what happened with Gandhari. That's why there is no mention of Gandhari as a in Bhagavatam, or no more glorification as compared to Kunti Devi. And that's why we should be very careful to not get attracted to the external dubious behavior of materialists who are non-devotees, in the sense that this is very nature. Now we are going to see that why Vama Swabhava has been said, that in Indian Hindu society it is very common to get attracted to chamatkars, you know, like this. Whoever, somebody does something chamatkar, he says, oh, he's God, or he's, you know, self-realized. You know, sadhus take advantage of this and they do sort of training and they do chanting Hare Krishna or any Krishna's name. They can actually cry or show the ecstatic symptoms, and where the neophyte devotees, they get attracted to that. So later Prabhupada warns us to not to fall prey to that. At the same time, here we are saying that any material merits are like zeros. However many zeros are there, but if there is no Krishna, na aradhitum yadi, there is no one, then all zeros have no use, no value. But at the same time, if Kunti Devi also did austerities, much more than Gandhari. Because being princess, she and her sons were living in forest for most of the time. But they were happy and satisfied in all circumstances. And Duryodhan, Dhritarashtra, Gandhari were living in palaces. But they were dissatisfied. That's the irony. Where we should put focus. When the point what I'm making is, now all this Gandhari, Kunti Devi and Draupadi had gone through almost same situation. Their Kunti's sons were tried to kill for many times, but they are saved. Gandhari's sons died. She cursed Krishna that because of you, my sons are dead now. I curse you that all your Yadu dynasty will be finished by quarrel in between. Now same Gandhari, during Asat Sabha, Draupadi, when she was saved by Krishna, she said, I will curse whole Kuru dynasty. Then the Gandhari was the first to stop her, that don't do this. Show forgiveness to a creature like us. She pleads that don't do this. Now Kunti Devi Draupadi and Pandavas and Kunti were gone through so many miseries caused by the Gandharian party, in the sense Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan party. After Lashakara episode, all thought that Kunti and Pandavas are dead. Gandhari was present before Dhritarashtra and they were shedding tears. But Gandhari did not take any action against Shakuni and Duryodhan. Any strong action. But when only once, because of their sinful activities, although informed by Krishna previously that don't go for war, still they went for it. Everybody died and she could not, only once it has happened, that, I mean, in the sense that one attempt only everybody died, and she could not sustain that material affection, and she cursed Krishna. You know, many times we see that there are some small children, you know, they are very pampered by mothers. And when they do mischievous activities, what mothers do, they actually, sometimes it becomes unbearable, they slap. And then the child thinks that, how can she put me in misery? She slapped me, I will slap her. And they, you know, with their soft hands, they also start beating mother. Have you seen any time? That soft hand cannot do anything to mother. Mother is grown up. She doesn't get hurt. Gandhari knew who is Krishna. But still, the affection is so, you know, bewildering. You know, the material affection. That just like Dhritarashtra knows that everybody has gone. And he says, Bhima, I want to embrace you. The purpose is what? He has to take away his anger, because Duryodhan was his pet son, Dushyasan also. So he tried to crush Bhima. This is all what we are discussing. Anyayana artha sanchayan. Kamopa bhoga ihante kama bhogartham anyayana artha sanchayan. All illegal activities just for our own sense gratification. So their only goal is self-centeredness. Both of them. They never ever showed any good qualities towards Pandavas. Even after, Yudhishthira Maharaj was so careful that after the war was over, the uncle and auntie should not feel any discomfort. So he would every day go and touch their feet and so forth. But the point here is, the response of Gandhari to the calamity is a childish and asuric, demoniac quality we are discussing. Chintam aparimeyam cha ihante anyarthena sanchayan. Like that. Asuric and childish, just like. We know the child cannot harm mother. Similarly, no one can harm Krishna. But still do it, because, you know, I can't. And then Dhritarashtra says that when he crushes the statue, then he says, oh, my Purvajo, I mean, please forgive me. That was my affection for my son that I killed my nephew. Then Krishna said, don't worry, the image is there. So, this is Swabhava, which is corrupted by constantly taking choices whole life to satisfy them. And then later, we forget the religious principle. Now, Draupadi here had a choice. She had undergone the biggest misery in her life. All her sons are killed. But she took religious principle, following religious principle, higher value, higher than having a personal satisfaction that, okay, let him also get killed and then I'll be satisfied. Just like Dhritarashtra, he said, okay, you killed my son, I will kill you and then I'll be pacified. And Gandhari was fearful that if you curse the whole dynasty, what will happen? And she never ever had a thought that what will happen when Yadukul gets killed. So, there is no thought of other personality when we have no good qualities, no divine qualities. So here, Draupadi shows Titikshava Karunikaha. These are all very special divine qualities, which actually comes when we put Krishna first all the time. Like when the Rajasvi Yajna was going on, at that time Shishupal started blaspheming Krishna. And then when Krishna killed him, there was sort of cut on his finger. And then, you know, Yajna means the Yajman and his wife has to be very clean. They should wear a silk robe. I mean, fresh. Everything should be fresh. Otherwise, the yajna doesn't become perfect. But Draupadi when she saw that blood, immediately she tore her sari. I mean, that's it, sir. To hell with the yagya, I don't think about that. Right now I have to save Krishna. That is how, no material, what do you call that, consideration, or you can say, aucharikta. Nothing doing. Krishna, just like gopis, when Narad Muni goes and says that Krishna has headache, please give your dust. They said, please take. If you don't know, you will go to hell. We don't know, we don't care. You can eternally stay in hell, but if we can remove Krishna's headache for even one moment, fine. So this is what is swabhava is important. I mean, grooming a swabhava. By putting Krishna front. Now, there is one more personality, Krutadyuti, who also gone through such situation where her son was killed by her co-wives. But her response was totally materialistic, in the sense she actually knew that Krishna is omnipotent, and I mean, she gives her anguish, and there she spoke that actually, you know, maine aapka kya bigada tha, in the sense, she said, what kind of creator are you? What did we do that you put us into such a misery? She says that, you are a childish creator. She says, how can a children die before parents? And this has been carried by most of the common populace. You know, like in one Hindi movie, it is very famous. It says, ki aaj to bahut khush hoge tum. Now our time, it was like that hero. You see the mentality, I'm just not like a fun, but mentality is, I have never ever come before you. Have I ever visited you? Aaj mai aao, because my mother is on deathbed. So he says, so he's like a competitive, he knows that he can do everything, but I will not come to you. That's my greatness. But I have come to you by Nagaragrana. That means you might be happy. That means he brings Krishna on his level. Sort. And his main thing is what? Usko acha kar do, then you go your way, I will go my own way. This is materialism. Demanding what I want without surrender. Right? What Krutadyuti did. She says that you intervene in between our karma. Do everything fine. What did you do for that? That you don't ask. So that is a materialist reply to the same situation. Higher than that is, so we have seen Gandhari's childish and asuric reply. Krutadyuti has materialistic reply. And Draupadi has given the Vaishnava reply. Pritikshava Karanadi. I have gone through misery. I don't want to cause same misery to other Kripi. Higher than that, in basically Kunti Maharani, who is a Mahabhagavat level, here one Vipada Gandhari cursed Krishna, and our Kunti Maharani says, Vipada Santu Shashvat Tatra Tatra Jagadguru. Bhavato Darshanam Yat Syat Apunar Bhava Darshanam. She has seen what nobody has seen. That when Vipada actually comes, obstacle is the way, she says. That I see Krishna. So it is like out of the box thinking, which nobody does. And then higher she goes that even Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Drudam Pandushu Vrishnishu. Even after death, Gandhari Dhritarashtra did not give up affection for their sinful sons. And Kunti Maharani is wanting to separate, I mean in the sense, get detached from the affection of the pious, divine Vaishnava sons. For what? So that her concentration towards Krishna becomes like a Ganges river. No stoppage. So this is a situation, and she never complained basically. She actually once said, okay, let's go. We know that you will help us. There was one father and his small daughter. They were crossing highway. And father says, okay, you hold my hand so that you will be safe. She says, no, no. You hold my hand. The father says, this is the same thing. He says, no, this is not the same thing. Because if I hold your hand and something happens, then I may leave your hand. I may let go your hand. But I know for sure that anything happens, you will never let go my hand. Because you are my father. That is surrender. That is surrender which shows by Draupadi. Just imagine, we have to be a woman for that. For a woman to be, you know, like Draupadi is holding her sari with her hand and with teeth. To be clothless in among so many people, it's like a death for them. To have a faith that Krishna will help. Hey Madhav, hey Govinda. And she releases her hand. Can you believe how much faith is required? That faith like a that girl. Then you know, whatever happens, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, Krishna has said. So have faith on this, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, for that we require surrender. And that will come, Prabhupada says, by following the orders of Guru Maharaj and sincerely trying to perform devotional service. For a long time. And then it will happen. Further we see that, you know, in the episode, as the scene goes ahead, our Arjuna is in dilemma. Then what to do exactly? Prabhupada here writes, what is the solution? He says, that's all right, Vamasava, but we have to be practical. We have to have an average intelligence to live with the materialist. Like, for example, in a Leela, there is a Mr. Price. He met the new devotee, the devotees in 1967. And he proposed that, oh, you pay $5,000 to me and I will give you a very nice deal. You will save thousands of dollars. And Prabhupada said, don't give even one penny to him. He is a cheat. And Brahmana said, no, Prabhupada, you don't know. This is how we work here. You know, give something in it. And what happens? Mr. Price takes 5,000 and chew. So Prabhupada said, we have to have an average intelligence to know what is right and what is wrong. Then second example comes, then Mr. N was been, you know, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj did a deal. The Prabhupada said, don't do that. He did that. Then Prabhupada chastised Maharaj for a long time before guests. So anyway, this is what a lesson to us. We don't... In Bhagavatam it comes as Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj gave a very nice example. What earth thought that a king is really religious and he's angry on me, he's going to kill me. Let me take a form of cow. Religious king, he will never kill cow. Prithu Maharaj said, cow, whatever you do, whatever form you take, I will kill you. First feed my citizen. Otherwise you will get killed. So that is average, that is intelligence we need. Prabhupada says in the purport that emotional response should not be there. Chamatkar or some bhuti, whatever it gives and then everything is right, or ecstasy. So Prabhupada gives example, once he was sitting in the compound of Krishna Balaram temple and all devotees, they were seeing one magician was showing magics. And after some magic, Prabhupada said, this is nothing. I am biggest magician. Because I have made these people hippies into the Vaishnavas. The magician became very upset. Then
One person came and he started Radhe Radhe chanting Hare Krishna and then showed all symptoms. So all devotees became very inspired. Hare, this is a very self-realized person. Prabhupada said, give him two bamboo sticks. I mean, beat him. And actually, with two beating, he became very angry and rushed by outside. And Prabhupada said, you know, even Srivas Thakur, when he was hearing the Bhagavatam of Devanand Pandit, he also went in ecstasy. People did same thing what we did with him. I mean, with lesser extent. They threw him on the road. But Srivas Thakur, when he came into consciousness, he peacefully left. He didn't do anything. But we have to be very careful that are they doing this and later asking BD? Or the point what Prabhupada made is have an average intelligence to know what is the thing and value it to its actual worth merit. Last example that as we go further, like Arjuna, we also many times come into such a situation where two parties are there, Krishna and Bhima, who wants Ashwatthama to be killed, and Draupadi, Yudhishthira and others all saw that no, he should not be killed because he is a son of our guru. How apt punishment Arjuna gave, both parties became happy. Somebody may ask, how can we get such intelligence? So, in Gita, there is the one verse it is said, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Bhagavan, Sri Krishna says, that I will give you intelligence in such situation where you will come to me close. In the sense, you don't do aparad. But for that, what you have to do? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. For that, you have to do Satatam yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Do devotional service in loving devotional service. Satatam for a long time. Then it is up to me. I will give you knowledge from within. So, to conclude, we have seen that in devotional community, as we do bhakti, our perspective keeps changing in every decades, right? So similarly, our material affection should go down and we should have a strong convictions on Krishna's instructions and Acharya's instructions. One thing I omitted, that you know, what saved Draupadi was obedience to the superior authority. Just like Dhruva Maharaj was killing so many yakshas, but as soon as Swayambhu Manu said stop, he stopped. Prithu Maharaj was doing yagya and so many, 100 Ashwamedha yagya. Brahmaji said, stop, 99 is enough. He stopped. Similarly, when Gandhari said, stop, don't give curse to the Kuru Vamsha, she said, okay, fine. So the thing is, higher than, this is our main thread of progress in devotional service, that I was hearing Maharaj's lecture, that for some time we may feel that I have upper hand towards my superior authority. In the sense, I'm right, I'm wrong. But on the long journey, we have to know that we are always have a parampara. In the sense, we cannot go step ahead of anybody. That will bring dissatisfaction. Because Kuru Vamsha is actually, Pandavas are also in the Kuru Vamsha. So that curse would have been for them also. The entire Kuru Vamsha. So, that's why this obedience to the superiors is also very important. We have seen so many examples. And so, by doing this, by having training, association, and the innate desire to have a, to not hurt anybody, and progress for our own devotional service. That is important. And lastly, we should, such kind of incidents should give us an aspiration that let us have that at least an average intelligence, where we should not commit a blunder where we put the entire organization or other devotee into trouble like that. Hare Krishna. I stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.